it has nothing to do with how much you weigh or what size you are as to how ill you are. I think a lot of the misconception with eating disorders is that people who have them are really, really, really thin and very underweight. And a lot of people are underweight, but I think you can get people who are just as seriously ill but aren't necessarily physically malnourished, or not malnourished, but sort of underweight. I know that when I started to become a healthier weight, I didn't feel irrelevant, but I felt like if I told someone that I was gaining weight and struggling with an eating disorder, they might take it slightly less seriously than when I was very, very underweight, just because there's that whole stereotype. So I would say, you know, weight and size doesn't equal, like, it doesn't tell you how serious a person with eating disorder is. And also, just because they have an eating disorder doesn't mean that they never eat anything, because again, sometimes if I was at school or something and I was eating some food, I almost thought like I'd maybe not be taken as seriously if I were to have opened up to one of my friends and said I had an eating disorder, just because I was actually eating something. Because again, there's that stereotype that you don't eat anything at all, when actually you often do eat stuff, it's just not enough for what you need in a day.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.